Okay, Yud Aleph Amid Beis. We are up to the about halfway down, where we had a story of vandalism, where someone ripped down a mezuzah, and none other than the Reish Galusa, the Tzuras HaPesach, the Erev of the Reish Galusa. Let's see the story. Oslo Rav Nachman. Okay, it's right smack in the middle of the page. Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Right smack in the middle, Ozel Rav Nachman, the Avad of the Bay Reish Galusa Kishmaitse, Rav Nachman went and did a mice like Reish Galusa Kishmaitse, meaning that the Koira did not touch the Lechi. Okay, like the modern day Eruvin, we discussed yesterday the telephone pole scenario, where the telephone wires do not make contact with the Koira, with the Lechi that we construct on the bottom, on the opposite the poles, those that extend, so the Koira will be directly above the Lechi. So he made an Eruv, there was an Eruv that was constructed, and the Koira did not make contact with the Lechi, and he held it was a kosher Eruv, and people were carrying inside this enclosure. That was his name. He had a servant, and his servant was, his name was Rav God. He told them, Zilgo Shaluf Shadinu, rip it down. Go and destroy the Erev. Take the law into your own hands. Take the Koira, the Lechi, rip it down and throw it in the garbage. And show them that they do not know what they're doing. The Reish Galusa, their bias, they're making non-kosher Eruvim in the community. Azal, he did this, he went, Sholaf, he ripped it down, Shadinu, it's not just he ripped it down, he threw it in the garbage. Shaluf means to throw it down. Shadinu, take the material that you ripped down and throw it in the garbage. Ashkechu de Reish Galusa, so the Reish Galusa, he was caught. They had closed circuit TVs in those days, and he was caught. They caught him, and Chavshuhu, and he was imprisoned. Ozel Rav Sheish, now get a load of this, try this today. Rav Sheish went, he saw that his servant, Rav Goda, was in jail for vandalizing the Erev of the Reish Galusa. So he went to the prison and he screamed out, call my Baba. He was standing by the window of the jail. He said, Amulei Goda. His servant's name was Rav Goda. Goda, Pukta, leave the jail. Okay, tell that to the guards. Leave the jail. And he got up and he left. In other words, the guards had their cherets for Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes was the Gadol Hadar, and if Rav Sheshes tells the prisoner, the guards, to let the prisoner out, he has a good reason to do so. It's not something which it's one thing if Stam a guy comes and says pardon him. Who are you to tell me what to do? But Rav Sheshes, they had their cheretzim, so Rav Sheshes says that to let the guy go, so they let him go. So Nofak va'osa, so he left. Okay, so that was the Maishahaya. Rav Sheshes, he went and he told his servant to vandalize the Erev, and he did, and he was caught, he was in prison, and then he told the people in the Reish Galusa, do me a favor, let my servant go, because he was doing it because I told him, he didn't act on his own, he did it because I told him to do it, I hold Allah, it's a halachic matter, and therefore, go easy on him. And they went easy, let him go out. Okay, fine. That ends this little shtick, but the Gemara goes right. Very interesting what happens now. Rav Sheshes, who paskin that it's not a kosher Erev, he came across Rabba Bar Shmuel. Amalei, Tani Mar, Midi B'Tzur HaPesach. Maybe you can tell me a chiddush. Maybe Rabba Shmuel can tell me a halacha b'nogei the laws of Tzur HaPesach. We have to remember, Rav Sheshes Machadish, a very big chumrah, that the Koira must make contact with the Lechis. Amalei, so he said to him, in yeah, I taka have a halacha. What's the halacha? Tanina, we don't read in the Braisa. Keepa. We're going to teach halacha b'nogei Tzur HaPesach with regard to an arch. You have a entranceway which has a circular arch on top. You don't have a solid, you don't have a horizontal koira. You have an arch, right? An arch like you see very common in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so Rameir Mechayib, so Shalaz Mechayib and a mezuzah, because a mezuzah, you have to have a mezuzah and a mashkef. Very good for Pesach. The mashkef and the shtei mezuzah, you have to have a mashkef and a mezuzah. So Rameir says it's okay, even though Taka, it's not a solid koira on top, it's an arch, you still chayib and a mezuzah. Vachachom and poitrim, the shav, everyone agrees. Remember, Sheim Yeshbar, the Gemara comes to explain what exactly is the point of disagreement. The Gemara explains. The shav, Sheim Yeshbar, Lech Asar, Sheik Chayib, Tevis. Everyone agrees that if you have them, the Pesach must be 4 tefachim at least. 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim tall. So if you have a gap, an opening that's 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim tall, and then the arch first begins, there is no question you're chayiv in the mezuzah. So where then is there a disagreement? Amar Rabbi Yaakov Moedim explains this memra, im gvoya asara, if you have a situation where from top to bottom, from the ground until where it begins to arch, until the top of the arch, it's exactly 10 tefachim, the ein biraglecha shloisha, and you don't have Dalit Tfachim within the first three. No, so it begins already to curve. It begins, you start out with exactly 4 Tfachim on the very bottom. The very bottom is exactly 4 Tfachim wide, which is good. That's what you want. Ideally, you want it to be 4 Tfachim wide and should maintain that width to a height of 10 Tfachim. But you're not so lucky. It begins already to arch, it begins already to curve right after it gets off the ground. So you don't even have 3 Tfachim. You don't maintain the width of 4 tefachim of width. You don't maintain a width of 4 tefachim for at least 3 tefachim. It begins to arch after 1 tefach. And after you get to 2 tefachim already in height, already you have less than a width of 4 tefachim. Everyone agrees that it's no good, it's not a valid Pesach, and you're potter from a mezuzah.
The problem is because it arches and reduces the width, or because you don't have a wall.
You don't have an opening, not a wall. You don't have an opening.
Usually when you see a Pesach, you have 2 walls and the top.
Right.
So this 3 tefachim or 10 tefachim, whatever we say, wherever the arch starts, at least to me it means that you have walls.
Right, but the problem is it's not called a Pesach. Uchsavtam al mezuzos beisecho visharech. It has to be like a Pesach, it has to be an opening. If it's too narrow,
because it's narrow, not because
Correct. It's because it's too narrow. It's not called a valid Pesach. So if we don't have a gap of 4 tefachim at least to maintain that gap at least for 3 tefachim in height, it begins to arch less than 3 tefachim in height, then you don't have at least, you don't have the 3 tefachim, or inami, or another example, you do have the right, it's exactly, it's 3 tefachim, you have a gap of 4, but you don't have a height of 10 tefachim, it never makes it to 10 tefachim, you don't even have it, even there's no part of the opening that's 10 tefachim tall. So that's a double portion of the Vilay Klum. Everyone agrees that's not called the Pesach and your part from mezuzah. There's nothing to discuss. Again, if you don't reach a height, if you already come in contact with the top of with the wall less than 10 tefachim in height, it's nothing. Even if you do have a height of 10 tefachim, but you don't have an open area of at least 4 tefachim that's maintained for at least the first 3 tefachim of height, also that's not called a valid Pesach. Where then is there a point of disagreement where it reaches a height of 10 tefachim and you have at least 4 tefachim width for 3 tefachim of height? So then the issue is, do we say what's called chaykikim lahashtam? Do we say that in halacha we make believe that we've carved out, we've chiseled out all of that excess where it arched? Because since you have the basic structure, you have a height of 10 tefachim, and you have a height of 3 tefachim that's 4 tefachim wide for 3 tefachim in height, so then all that extra stuff, then the arch begins, we can make believe that we carve it out. That's the machlekes, according to one of them, yes, other one of them says no. So the loy klum keep looking beyeshim biragla gimul de agvoya asara, the ein rechava arba, but you don't have, after 3 tefachim, you don't have a width of 4. But the yesh volachok lashli moli arba, but you do have enough, there is enough space in order to carve it out, li arba. That's the machlekes. Shemei sovar, choygekim lahashtim, we make believe that we carve it out of the part, it's going to be good, rabbonin sarvi ein choygekim lahashtim. Now what do we want to take out of this halacha? Now let's go back to the simple case. The simple case, everyone agrees, is good. Less man the polig is if you have a height of 10 tefachim and you have a width of 4 tefachim all the way up. Right? So it's make believe this is a 4 tefachim. And here we go all the way up to 10 tefachim. And now the arch first begins. What is the halacha in this case? There is no one that disagrees. Yechayv in the mezuzah. That's Pashad Admoy. The whole machlek is in these lumbisha cases. Why chayv in a mezuzah? Where's the mashkoif? The mashkoif basically is the very, very top. We're going to make believe, we're going to chisel out all of the stuff, and we're going to have like a vertical mashkoif in that case. But the mashkoif is not touching the mezuzah. The mezuzah ends when you get to 10 tefachim. Those are the posts. Now you need a mashkoif. So if you can have a mashkoif, the first time you really have a good mashkoif where it's solid all the way is when you get to 10 tefachim, after you have the arch. On the top of the arch is where it's solid through and through. Correct? That will be your mashkoif. But that mashkoif is not touching the mezuzah.
Why don't we say Hokum Misham also on the way up?
So even if you'll spawn, even if you'll say we go up, maybe you'll say that we go up. Either we go up or we go down, but it's not touching. Being that it's not a flat mashkoif, it's an arch. And an arch is not called a mashkoif. We have to make believe it's a mashkoif, because since it's all there, it's just not all there in one location. So we make believe that we flatten it out, and we bring it up. Or however you want to learn. You can learn this many different ways. But the point is, you don't have a reality of having a flat mashkoif. You have to make believe that it's flat. That is equivalent, the Gemara says, to having two lechis and having a kara all the way up here and making believe the kara comes all the way down and makes contact. So in other words, this halacha of a mezuzah is a clear proof to the concept, to the halacha, that the kara does not need to make contact with the lechi. Not like Rav Sheshis. So Rav Sheshis got scared. He meets Rabbi Avu and he has to tell me a chiddush. He tells him a chiddush, and from the chiddush he comes to the realization, oh no, it is a clear raya to the halacha. It's a clear raya to the halacha that the mashkoif need not touch the mezuzah. If the mashkoif need not touch the mezuzah, then that the Reish Galusa, their Tzuras HaPesach was kosher. And what did I do? I ripped it down. I'm guilty. If the halacha was correct, and the halacha that it's not a kosher Tzuras HaPesach, then I was correct in vandalizing the Erev of the Reish Galusa. But if the halacha, is not like me, the halacha is that it's a kosher Tzuras HaPesach, then I had no right to vandalize the Tzuras HaPesach of the Reish Galusa. So therefore he said, oh no, I made a mistake. So he told him, he told Rabbi Avua, he said to him, Omar Lei, in Mishkachas Luhulu, if you find the people from the family of the Reish Galusa, because it was in the papers, the Rav Sheshis went and he ripped down the ear of the Reish Galusa because he felt the halach was shloikidin, the curry did not touch the lechi. And here we have a member from Rav Aravua, he taught this halach by mezuzah, and that's a clear ride that Tzuras HaPesach is good even though the curry does not touch. E Mishkachas, if you find the family of the Reish Galusa, Loitemaluhu, don't tell them what I've done. Don't tell them the halacha. Don't say one word, because it's a riot to you, it's a kash against me, and I'm going to be in trouble, they're going to blacklist me, I'm not going to be admitted into the yeshiva because I passed in Shaloi Kedin. So the kash is, but if that's the halacha, that's the halacha, you have to be with Elo Emes. So Rabbeinu Chananel comes to the rescue, and he says, I'll admit myself. If I'll go to the Reish Galusa and admit my mistake, then they'll forgive me. But if I don't admit my mistake and I'm proven wrong by someone else, then I'll be in a lot of trouble. So of course, Rav Sheshis admitted he made a mistake, according to Ben Hanano. He admitted he made a mistake, but he wanted to be the one to admit that he made the mistake, because if someone else proves that you are wrong, that seemingly means that you maintain your opinion that I'm right. And that's not going to play out well in the Reish Galusa and all of the people that are fighting over this issue. So don't tell them. I myself will present your case to the Reish Galusa and be Moida Al HaEmes, and then it will be Shalom Al Yisrael. Okay, that's the Vatna. Hechsher Mavi, now we go to the Sugya. Mishnah. Hechsher Mavi, Bisham, says Hechsher Mavi is Lechi Vikoira. You need both. It's not enough to have one, you have to have both. Ube Solomon says, Oy Lechi, Oy Kar, one or the other. That's what we know. Everyone knows. You ask a child, Mavi, Lechi, Oy Kar, that's according to Ube Silla.
According to Beisham, there's no difference between a Mavi and a Chatzir.
A Mavi, no. A Chatzir is even worse. A Chatzir, you have to have two Lechis.
Oh, it's only one. I got it.
Only one lechi and one kara. One lechi, well, obviously one kara, but one lechi. Yeah, that's right. But you have to have both. So Hechshem Avishamishav says lechi v'kara. Rabbi Yisrael Milstol says that those were coming to going back to be the Masech to going back. And this was not the mission. The lechi v'kara that was according to lechi v'kara that was according to the sheet of Beis Hillel. But according to Beis Shammai, Yitaka need both. Rabbi Yisrael Milstol says oy lechi v'kara. Now we come to the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, which is very important for the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer says how you machshir mavoy oimer lechay. There's no such thing as a koira, it appears, according to Rabbi Eliezer. He disagrees with the entire concept of a koira. Torah, which is very radical, and the only way you can be machshir a mavui, a double lechi, a lechi on both sides. Okay, even though we do not hold like Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to a mavui, we do hold like him when it comes to a chotzer, a courtyard that's not a mavui. A courtyard is a rishus in which batim, homes, open into directly. There we do pass like Rabbi Eliezer. You do need two lechis to close up a fourth. Well, that we'll see in the Gemara. Now here we come to something very important. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar. Now when Amar Talmud Achal Lefnei Rabbi Akiva, the name of Rabbi Shmuel, it was reported that a Talmud once said the following thing to Rabbi Akiva. Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. Now this what we're going to say now is not so simple. Okay, take the grain of salt. The Gemara is going to say this machlokes. What did he say? Lo nechluku. Beishamai ubeisilil al mavu shupachos me arba amas. If you have a mavu that has a depth. A width. If the opening to the mavui is less than 4 amos, okay, so it's seemingly narrow. Shunitar oibulechi oibukaru. Everyone agrees, according to this Talmud that said in front of Rabbi Akiva, that this Talmud is Mishum Bishmal Amma Talmud Echel of Rabbi Akiva, that if the mavui is narrow, even Beishamai will agree to Beishilil. You do not need both, it's sufficient one or the other. Alman Nechlu, where is your disagreement? Where it's between 4 and 10. We know that if it's more than 10, it's no good. That was the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says it's also good. Even Einetzach Lamai, we had Machlekes. The Gemara does not mean until 13 1/3, or even more than 13 1/3. But everyone agrees that once you get Pash Pshat is until 10, it's no good according to the Rabbanan. So here we come with this. When is the Machlekes? Lechi v'Kara. That's between 4 and 10. Al Manechlu is the Machlekes from Al Rochav Me Arba Amos V'Adesa. Shebe Shamai Oyimim Be Shamai says Lechi v'Kara. Be Slomim Oy Lechi v'Kara. Rabbi Akiva, he says, Rabbi Akiva, when he heard the Talmud present this point, this interesting point, Rabbi Akiva said to the Talmud, I disagree with you. I disagree that the machlekes beshamai and beisilz across the board, even a mavi less than dalid amos, according to beshamai, needs both, lechi v'kara, and Rabbi Akiva, al-zim zeh nechleku. Come on. The Gemara says this mission or this statement is deloy kechananya v'loy ketanakam. Now the Gemara is making an assumption which we did not know. The Gemara assumes now. Now, we read the Mishnah, so when we said Mavi, what kind of Mavi were you thinking about? You're thinking about the standard Mavi, Mesach Ervin. 3 walls, and the 4th wall is open. Achlekes Beshamais Alechi V'Kara. The Gemara now, shockingly, assumes, Pashut, that when it says here Mavi, we're dealing with a Mavi Mefulash. A Mavi that only has 2 walls, and it's open on both sides to the Rishus Haradin. And here is the Machlekes Beshamai Beisil. What do you need to be Mesakin? So you put up on one side a lechi v'kaira, and the other side a lechi v'kaira. But basically, you put it, you need both sides. Beishamai says a double a lechi v'kaira on one side, and double lechi on the other side. And Beisil says no. On each side, just put up one or the other, either one lechi and one lechi, one kaira. We'll mix and match whatever you want to do. One on one side. So the Gemara assumes now that we're dealing here with a mavui mefulosh. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? A mavi mefulash? Didn't we learn davav? On davav, we discussed briefly a mavi mefulash. What did we learn there? A mavi mefulash, on one side, you need a door. You need either a door, it's a bachleik, so there was the opinion of, come on, Chananya, like a Tanakama. Chananya said that you need a door. And Tanakama said you need a tzuras ha-pesach. You need on one side of the mavi, you need a tzuras, which means a double, you need two lachis and a kaira. Or you need doors. So this sugya of Chananya and the Tanakama was discussed in Davoth. We have mavi mefulash, you have to have on one side doors or tzuras ha-pesach. The other side, lachim v'kaira. And here was saying that in this Mishnah, you do not need a door, you do not need to have a tzuras ha-pesach. All you need to have is just a machlekes, both lechi v'kaira, just a lechi alone. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, you're right, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Haki Kamar, you're right. You made a big mistake. We learned this Mishnah, we're not dealing with a Mavis Mefulash. This Mishnah that we just read on Daf Yud Aleph is a Mavis Sosom. The standard Mavis, like we assume when we read the Mishnah to begin with. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Haki Kamar Hechsha Mavis Sosom Keitzat. Enochinami. If we're dealing with a Mavis Mefulash, Ataka Yav, Zemachlekes Chananya, and the Tanakama, the Zemachlekes Harbi Mavis. What exactly do you need? The doors into Pesach. Here we're dealing with a mavu sasum, a Sasum, so Beishil says, Oy Lechi Oy Kaira. Beishamai says, you need to have both. Hachi Kama, Hechshamavi Sasum, Kate, Beishamai says, Lechi the Kaira Solomim, Lechi Oy Lechi Oy Kaira. Beishamai, Beishamai, Lechi the Kaira, the member, the most wide, because of Beishamai, Arba Amachitz de Raisa. The more now wants to suggest that you need, now if you need a Lechi the Kaira, it means Lechi the more, now the more wants to assume now, the combination of a lechi and a kaira makes real mechitza. Now this is a Rebbe Chirsha requires.
This is for Mavli.
Yeah, Mavli.
And isn't the Mavli a Rabbana?
That's the question now. The question is, Mavli has at least three walls. So here we touch upon a core issue. What is a Rishus HaYachad Min HaTorah? Halacha L'maisa, we pass in three walls. So is a Rishus HaYachad Min HaTorah. Two walls not. Now, the Gemara now wants to present, wants to suggest, regarding is that the machlokes beshamai beshilal, what is the reshus hayochid deoraisa? Three walls or four walls? The Gemara wants to suggest that according to beshamai, when you have the combination of a lechi and a koira, that makes it into a real wall. Now, it requires hasbar, which I don't know. I'm not prepared. But the Gemara assumes that that's the point of disagreement. If you have one without the other, lechi or kaira, that can't serve as a halachic real wall. At best, it serves as a heker, or it serves as some derabbanan type of wall, a mechitza, but it's not a wall on a deraisa level. But if you have a combination of a lechi and a kaira together, even though one lechi and one kaira, that's powerful stuff. On a biblical level, that's a real wall. It's a very interesting idea, because I guess on a biblical level, you have something vertical, horizontal. There's a lot of depth in the Gemara's Havamina. Havamina means a lot in the Gemara. The Gemara is, and therefore, according to Beis Shammai, since Beis Shammai holds that in a Torah, you need four walls. So you already have three, and now you need the fourth. What's going to be the fourth? Lechi v'koira. Beis Hillel holds, no, you don't need four walls. You already have three walls. Three walls is good enough in a Torah. So why do you put up a lechi v'koira? It's a heker. It's a din d'rabbanan. The Meila, one is enough without the other. The Gemara wants to make that suggestion. So the Gemara is lament. This is me to go say that according to Beis Shammai, the Kosei Beis Shammai, Arba Mechitzos Deraisa, that's why they talk of both. The Gemara says, "Lo, that's not so." The truth is, even according to Beis Shammai, three walls is a Rishus Yochad Deraisa Loi. Lizroik, if a person were to throw an object from the Rishus Harabin and it would land inside of an enclosure that has only three walls, Min HaToira, he is Chayiv a Karbon Chatas. Lo, Lizroik Misholish the Mechayiv. Let Haltel. But if you want Lichatchil to carry, you want to carry inside an enclosure of three, we're going to be machmir lizrei l'taltel adika arba until we have four. So in Chanami, Beis Shammai says you need lechi v'koira. The Gemara is not backing down. The Gemara is saying Yitaka right. Yitaka need to have a fourth wall, but that and a real fourth wall is only constructed with a lechi v'koira. But that fourth wall that we're requiring is in order to allow you to be metaltel, but it's not an ikar din derais. In the Torah, as far as being mechayev for zoyrik, you'll be chayev already three walls. But in order to go the extra step and allow you to carry on a derabbanan level, you taka need to have four walls, and that's why we require according to Beis Shammai lechi v'koira. Beis Hillel, or Beis Hillel says, now the Gemara wants to make a dik oy lechi oy koira. Leim the kasav Beis Hillel shosh mechitzos deraisa. Now the Gemara wants to make a dik now that only three mechitzos is deraisa, because since they require the fourth wall. Now it's a little bit of, the deek is a little different. The deek over here is, this is the point, it took me a hard time to figure this out, is since Beis Hillel is being so lenient and only allowing one wall to be fixed, why didn't Beis Hillel be even more lenient and allow you to fix another wall with a lechi v'koira? In other words, Beis Hillel, what? Marvin Foolish, exactly. In other words, since already Beis Hillel, look what Beis Hillel is doing. The fourth wall, big deal, put up a lechi. So basically, or a kaira. It's good enough. So wait, since already we have an indication that Beis Hillel is already the fourth wall, he's miyayish. That's what he's doing. Because the Gemara is not backing down from this spot that if you want to make a real wall means lechi v'kayra. They still says, you don't need it. Just put up a little thing and it's good enough. So basically, the meichel before, once you meichel wall number four, let's be meichel wall number three. No, that I'm not being meichel. That you need a real wall. It must be because Beis Hillel Taka holds you need lememra. It must be Beis Hillel holds that you need three walls. You do need three walls because since already he was meichel one wall, he should meichel the second wall as well. Lememra, does this mean to say that according to Beis Hillel, the fact that he does require is going the opposite direction, three walls, only the fourth wall he goes easy on. Lo, it's not a raya. The truth is, Lizraik, you know what, I can really tell you, it's not a halach, but really I can tell you that Torah going to be Hillel, two walls is good enough. Hafle mufella. You have two walls, that's it, two walls. It's not clear, you have to have on a corner. Or can there be two parallel walls? Do they need to be perpendicular or parallel? It's not good, but maybe really I'll tell you, two walls on the right level is a reshus yachid l'may nafkamina. If you throw something from the reshus saram in this enclosure, yachayev lizraik mishtaim udum chayev l'taltel. But to permit you on a derabbanan level to carry adika shalosh until you have three walls, so you have no raya.
You should have a
sukkah. A sukkah, no, that's different. The laws of sukkah are halacha l'moshe mitzvah. See, that's the Gemara mentioned that.
Isn't that the halacha l'moshe Sinai that the third wall is just
tefach?
Yeah.
But you can't bring the Gemara.
It's not telling you that you need to
be. Right. There's a sukkah. The Gemara Taka says that the laws of sukkah are more lenient than the laws of Shabbos. For the laws of Shabbos, it will not necessarily be enough. But migu, that it's good for a sukkah, it's good for Shabbos. Well, so that's a sugya to a sabbat. The laws of Shabbos are not necessarily the laws of sukkah. Halacha l'moshe mitzvah that may be different and they trigger the laws of Shabbos, but they're not necessarily related. So everything you say is sugya in itself. Okay, so that's the Gemara's maskana. We tried very hard. The Gemara does appear to say a very big chiddush that a lechi, the koira, theoretically can be a wall that's a rice, a dicker wall. Lechi, a koira is not a derice, dicker wall, it's just a chumra. We want to use this to understand what is the din derice of four walls, three walls, lefi b'sham, lefi b'sham. So the Gemara's maskana is you have no raya whatsoever. There's a possibility that according to b'sham, two walls is good enough. And there's a possibility that according to b'sham, three walls is good enough. It's not clear, b'sham will be three or four, but it still be two or three. Next Gemara. Rabbi Lezabelez says, L'chayab, Lezabelez says, a tremendous chiddush, a mavoi needs a double lechi. No such thing, the whole Masechta Eved is out the door. Oh, yeah, need a double lechi, no such thing as a lechi, or yikaira, two lechis for a mavoi. What exactly does it mean that two lechis plus a kaira? Idilmo lechayayim below yikaira, two lechis and a kaira, to kamar. Oh, that's the point. So Toshma, but maybe Mansi Moisef Toshma. Maisa is always bring the best is a Maisara. Maisa, Uvlin. Uvlin is the name of a place. And what happened in this Makkah? He found that he was staying in the Mav that only had one Lechi, a single Lechi. Amaloi, so Rabbi Eliezer said to him, Rabbi Eliezer said to him, what in the world is going on? Everyone, Bini, Asay Lechi Acher. Make another Lechi. Amaloi, Bechila Saisman, Itzarich. Amaloi, Yistoim. Yeah, what's that? If that's the halacha, that's the halacha. Mabakach, and what's the problem? So what do we see? So over here, it's clear as day that it was a double Lechi. There was no Kaira. It says to Beferish the Gemara that there's only one Lechi, Lechi Echad. When there's one Lechi, that means a Lechi without a Kaira. And he told him to put up another Lechi, Lechi Acher. So he have a chloride from this mice, so that it means Lechi, Lechayayim, below Kaira, you don't need the Kaira. Fine. Right. Omar, Rabban, Shemeng, Lil, Lenechtu, Besham, this the quote from the Alpachos Me'arba Amos. Now here he says something which is not like the Mishnah. She'ein oit tzarich klum. You need nothing. Okay, that's not what it said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that when it's less than Dalet Amos, that everyone agrees lechi oy koira. The machlokes be shamai be so need both, or one of the others only from four until ten. Here he says not like that. He says less than four amos. Shupachas me'arba amos she'ein etzorch klum hafle v'fella. If you have a mavli that's three walls and it's less than Dalet Amos, you don't need to do anything. That's shocking. Nothing. The the fourth wall can be completely open, provided the fourth wall is less than dalid amash. Einoi tzarich klum. Amanechliku. Where is the disagreement? Al rochav me'arba amas. Where it's wider than 4 amas, we add eser until 10. Shabeshama oimim lechi vikar, beslamim oy lechi yokara. Kutani miyos. No, no, okay, that ends the brayse. Now the one just goes back. Kutani miyos. Because it says we need tzarich. Oh no, no, I'm saying I made a mistake in the pshat and the gemara. Okay, I made a mistake. Like, this quotes the end of the story. Okay, that quotes the end of the story. Now the gemara goes back to the story. What was the story? Where Rabbi Eliezer, he visited Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in Uvlin, right? He went to visit. I'm sorry, he went to visit Ma'aseh B'Losh Loch V'Eitzel Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yosef and Preda, and he saw that he was sitting, there was a mavoi, there's only one lechi, and he said to him, put up another lechi. And then he said back to him, V'chilis soitz ma'ani tzarech. So the Gemara's point is, I made a mistake when I told you on the Gemara, V'chilis soitz ma'ani tzarech, I'm at the Shem l'chayam v'koira, if the situation was originally, there was a lechi v'koira. Like Beis Shammai. And he told him, I want you to put up a lechi acher, another lechi. So what would the result then be? The result would be you have a double lechi and a koira. And to that he objected, what's going on here? I got to go build a wall here. It makes sense, because the word l'soisma is a very powerful word. It has a connotation of a double lechi and a koira. So the word is a very powerful word. It's not the correct word. A double lechi without a koira does not fit into the definition, the dictionary definition of v'chila soisma ani tzarech, at least according to the Gemara's approach now. The Gemara is not a kasha. It does. Go look, you know, in the dictionary, there's always an alternative meaning and multiple translations. So the Rosh Hachi Kamar, v'chila soisma b'lechayayim ani tzarech, l'soisma can be referred. Do I have to seal it with a double lechi? But in a chanami does not necessarily mean that you have a koira, so we have no raya. So the Gemara really leaves it hanging. Okay, the Gemara doesn't really. I told you, the Gemara leaves
it.
You like the raya?
Had a
koira also. You like the Gemara's havim in the first knowledge. It's a powerful word. L'chayayim. So you like that? Okay. So the Gemara here presents two sides. The Gemara does not really come out lemaska. No raya. The Gemara doesn't deal with it. The Gemara is inconclusive. That's what it appears, at least at face value. Amamai. Now we mentioned passing this member of Rabbi Shimon, which is shocking because it's a gnamish, goes up against what it says in the Mishnah. Amamai. We mentioned in passing. Zip. The Ha'anan, but it says Beferish in the Mishnah. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmud Echad. In the name of Mishmuel, we had a Talmud that said Rabbi Akiva. He made a statement. And where do they disagree? They disagree where it's going to be before to 10. That's what the machleik is. How then can you tell me a lesson for Amos? You require nothing. That's exactly what the Rabbi Shimon Lozer means. It means Leinechliku means who does Leinechliku? Beis Shammai and Rabbi Eliezer don't disagree. Everyone agrees to Beis Hillel. See, we made a mistake and we thought Leinechliku Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. No, Leinechliku Beis Shammai and Rabbi Eliezer. Do you need a double lechi or lechi vikara? They both agree to Beis Hillel that you need one or the other. Fine. The Kama. Now the Gemara says the Kama. Until what point? Let's say the Mavi is teeny, teeny, teeny. It's so, so small. Do you still need a lechi vikara? Amar v'kam amar av achalevi temar av yichiel ad arba. Arba means four tefachim. That if the mavi is less than four tefachim wide, it's mamish teeny, like a dollhouse. It's less than four tefachim wide, then you need nothing. You don't need a lechi or a kaira because no, not lava. Lava is only three, according to the Rav Shimon Leo.
Four might be lava.
That's machlokes. That's machlokes.
If it was three, you would agree it was a lava.
Less than three. That's machlokes. Rav Shimon Galil and the Rabbanan, 3 to 4. But let's follow this opinion of the Rabbanan that 3 is lavud. So between 3 and 4, that was not lavud. And there he holds it's so small, it's less than 4. You do not need nothing, not a lechi, not a kara. 3 three walls is sufficient. If it's so small, three walls is enough. Amar Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Yirmi Barab, Barab, Amar Rav. Oh, so here we come to the Chachamim. The Chacham that say when it comes to a Mavui, Lechi Oy Kaira will agree to Rabbi Eliez that you need a double Lechi for a Chotzer, a courtyard. A courtyard, the difference between a chotzer and a mavui is a courtyard has batim, homes, has residents living inside the courtyard. The batim open to the courtyard, whereas a mavui is one step removed from a residential area. The batim open to the chotzer, and the chotzer opens into the mavui. That's why today it's so hard to have a mavui, Bisman has said, because we really live in a society where everything is a chotzer. Everything really opens up, homes open up into the street. So you don't really have, in the modern society, maybe you'll find, you don't really have this idea of a mavui. It's hard to find a halachic mavui bizman hazeh. What could be? Yeah, could be. I'm sure you could find it. But I'm saying we don't really picture this. There are other rules. It has to be the length. Also, the length must be greater than the width. That's another condition. And you have to have two chatzeros, and each one of the two chatzeros must have two batim. So you have to have a whole number of conditions. What?
A minimum of two chatzeros,
and each one of the chatzeros has a minimum of two batim. So you, and the length has to be greater than the width. So you have to have all these conditions, and the mav opens to the rishus sarabim. Also, that's another condition to a rishus sarabim or a karmel. We did have a karmel sosa. It doesn't mean sarabim. So you know, it's not so pasha to construct the mav. What?
What? It's not a
chotzer. Then it's a chotzer. If it's not a mavui,
need for the two ends.
No, the mavui is more. A chotzer is much stricter. A chotzer needs four walls, four real walls.
So you can't have the original condition, which we would have had the mavui.
Yeah, three.
Going in there, they do have entrances there. So if it's a chotzer, if it's not a mavui and a chotzer, then all these houses are within a chotzer.
Yes.
So you would only need to close up these two walls over here, as opposed to if it's a mavui.
Well, the way you close it up is much stricter. If you enclosing a chotzer,
however you close it up, you'd only need to close up the two ends. You wouldn't have to touch anything of into inside.
What do you mean? I'm confused.
If this is a mavui,
yes,
and you have chotzers going into it,
yes,
each chotzer needs some sort of demarcation.
No. I mean, it's posh. There is. Let's assume here. Fine.
So now, if it's not that,
yes,
and you just have the two ends,
yeah,
then the only thing you need to do is fix these two ends, and everything itself stays open.
I'm a little bit confused.
You have four houses here.
Yeah.
Two and two.
Yeah.
Okay. If it's a mavui,
yeah,
then these need some sort of a tzuras pesach.
No, I mean, they anyway need a tzuras pesach.
Maybe not. If this is all
no, no. Let's assume in order for them to carry it's a double step. First, you're misaking the chotzer. In order to carry in the chotzer,
one chotzer, then you're only misaking one chotzer.
Aha, okay, I hear what you're saying. So you're saying is that since you have to be so machmir on the outside, that covers all the inside.
Correct.
But since we want to come on to a leniency for the mavui, that will require us to have a chumris, and all of the chatzeros must be properly enclosed. Okay, that's true. Okay, that'll be an afkamin. Okay, fine, that's true. You need two. Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman says halacha k Rabbi Eliezer. The halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer b'pasi chotzer. Now, similarly, those two statements are the same, but they're not really the same. Let's see why. I'll be more explained. Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, when it says man moedim, admits, it means there's no disagreement. Moedim means we don't argue. We admit to you, Rabbi. That's the opinion of Rabbi. Rabbeinu HaKadosh says that there's no disagreement. When it comes to a chotzer, I agree you have to have two lechis. Halacha, the word halacha has a kind of an implication. We disagree with you, Rabbi Eliezer. We are of the opinion when it comes to a courtyard, you also only need a lechi, or only a lechi. However, even though we disagree, the Rabbanon have decided against us. So halacha michlal de pligi. Who's the one who argues? Man Paul de Galei Rabbanon. Where do we find the Rabbanon disagree? The title of the Brisa Chata Nitaris Pasach. Oh, there's the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say a tremendous chiddush. A courtyard, a real courtyard, three walls, fourth wall is open. All you need is one lechi. Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi says, Bishnei Pasach. Gvaldik. Rabbi says, now this is not Rabbi Eliezer, this is Rabbi. Rebbe. And what does Rebbe say about a courtyard? Two boards. Who says two boards? Rebbe Eliezer. And Rebbe Eliezer didn't discuss a courtyard. Rebbe Eliezer was discussing a mavoi. But Rebbe is saying the same thing that Rebbe Eliezer said by a mavoi, he's saying it by a chatzer. But the Rabbanan say, no, even a courtyard, you only need to have one pass. No kavod, though. That's very interesting. You don't know kavod is no good. Rebbe said, the Rabbanan, that say when it comes to a courtyard, you only need one pass, make no mention of a kavod. A kavod is only good for a mavoi. It's never good for a chatzer, even according to the Rabbanan. Now, Amar, Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Yochanan, Nahir, Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, it's important to remember the name. If you know the names, I've always learned that. If you know the names, that's half the Gemara. Sometimes it's very kedai just to focus on the names. Even the kedai sometimes even to study the Chilmuch Stirp and the Gvalg Sefer on the names. So the one that was just a Reich, who's here, he's a Baki in all these things, the names, all the Tanoim, Amarayim, Imamash, he put it, he devoted years to this, to know the name
and which level he's at.
It's a whole new Gemara, that's half the battle. It's half the battle, you know the names, you're in business. And if you study who the people are, that's a very geschmack way to, the Rabbi Yochanan was Mamash, the Rabban Shal Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yochanan, a Chotzer, Tzricha Shnei Passin, a Chotzer requires two boards. So who is he saying? Rabbi Yochanan basically is passing like Rabbi Eliezer by a chotzer like Rabbi, right? Very geshmak. Halo chotzer tzricha shnei pasin. Amr Rabbi Rabasi, really? Me Rabbi Yochanan hachiv yal v'archud yam mishmed Rabbi Yochanan. You told me in the name of Rabbi Yochanan pase chotzer the boards. Now here's what's tricky. It says pase b'lashon rabin. So that can be one of two things. It can mean multiple chatzeros. Only require one board, or passe means in each individual courtyard you need two boards. But it's passe chad, so it's tzrichon shebaim dalit. So now Sila the Gemara at this point wants to suggest that means that a courtyard, you only has three walls and you want to enclose it. One board, one lechi is good. But here we learn a new chiddush, which is shocking. We never had such a concept until now. A lechi requires a width of 4 tzvachim. We never had this before. We learned about a lechi is a mashu, and then we learned the sheet of Rabbi Yosi HaGalili that the lechi has to be 3 tzvachim. Nowhere do we ever come across a sheet that says a lechi has to be 4 tzvachim. Here, for the very first time, we have a new chiddush that a lechi needs to be 4 tzvachim, but where? Only when the lechi is being used to close a chotzer. If the lechi is being used to close a mavoi, it's either a mashu or it's 3 tzvachim.
Is the 4 tzvachim into the opening?
Not in. Along the width. Very along the width. 4 tzvachim. So what do we see here? We see a chiddush that Rabbi Yochanan. How can you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan goes like Rabbi Eliezer? You need two lechis. When Rabbi Yochanan, you told me Rabbi Yochanan, you only need one lechi, and that one lechi must be 4 tefachim wide. Maybe you'll tell me when he says passing. No, he means two lechis. Two lechis. A lechi on the left, lechi on the right, which is perfect. Vechitema arba mikan. Now here is very geschmack. Where the Gemara says impossible. You know why? Because when you add up 4 and 4. When you get up 4 and 4, how many tefachim is that? 4, 8. How many tefachim are there in an amma?
6.
So 4 plus 4 is 2 tefachim more than an amma. Let's go back to what we learned a couple of days ago. The case of 2 courtyards. Small opens into large. Remember where with the tissue boxes?
Yeah.
I took away tissue boxes. No, we don't need them. We don't need them. A small opens to a large. And what do the brides tell us? What's the dimensions? The small is 10 and the large is 11. So what's the difference? The difference is 1. What's 1? 6. And why is it good? Why is the outer one good? Because the outer courtyard is mud, because the outer one has 2 lechis. 2 lechis. Right. How big are the lechis? 3. Three. No, and the inner one is no good because the inner one is never before. It's no good. You see, he knows the daf. Remember, it's very shmack. He knows the daf inside out. And for the outer courtyard, it's the davar gadol. But the number that you remember yesterday, it's 2 days ago, half of a fella. The outer courtyard is 11. That means it has 2 lachis. How big are the lachis? 3 and 3. Look what's going on now. You're telling me when Rabbi Yochanan said you need to have a pas that's 4, it means 2 pasim. 1, 4 on one side, and another 4 on the other side. A grand total of 8. But there's a braisa, and no one disagrees with this braisa. The max is 10, 11. 10, 11 is 6, 3 and 3. So it has to then be that when he says a pass is dalid, he doesn't mean a double pass. He means a single pass. So we have a stira. Rabbi Yochanan, one lechi, you have to have for a mavui, two lechis. On the other one, he says you have to have only one lechi, that's four tefachim wide. Do you need two? Do you need one? What's going on? We have a contradiction. The first, second wide line. The small is 10, the large is 11. So what's going on? We have a stira. So the Gemara says, I have a solution. From the seas. It seems like he was a seafarer. He was a sailor. He went on business. When he got back from business, from this traveling the seas, Perisha, he answered it. I have the solution. No stira. Rabbi Yochanan Taka says you need two lechis if you want the lechis to be a mashahu. But if you only want to have one lechi, I have a solution for you also. But it has to be four tefachim wide. There's no stira. Beruach achas biarba. If you only want to have one lechi, Rabbi Yochanan is masking. You can have one lechi. One condition. But one lechi has to be four tefachim wide. Massive lechi. Four. But if you want b'shtei ruchos, if you want to have double lechi, I'm masking to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, by a chotzer, two lechi is okay, even if it's the size of a mashu, Mashu lekan, mashu lekan. Okay, the Gemara says Kash. All the Tony. And what about the Braisa that says you need taka three? You need, if you want to have 10, 11, the two courtyards, the small and the large, and they open one to another, and the large is 11. There it's smash. We need three and three. That's not a kasha. There that it says you need three and three. That's going according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Rabbi Yossi Haglili was of the opinion that a lechi requires three tefachim. Rabbi Yochanan is not going like Rabbi Yossi Haglili. All the Tony Adabar Barvimi that says that you have to have the Rabbi Avim is the case of 10, 11, two courtyards, small, large, and 11. And there it's mashma, you need 3 and 3, 6, which is 3 and 3. That's not akasha. That's shitas Rebihi, the Savar law, and Rebbe follows Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi, that says you have to have 3. But I hold Rabbi Yochanan does go like the other Tanan and disagree. A lechi does not like Rabbi Yossi. It only needs to be a mashu. So if two lechis, a mashu. If you want to have one lechi, a maskin, but it has to be 4 tefachim wide. Okay, so everything is fine, everything is good. Right, Nugumar. Rabbi Yosef is going like the Rabbanan, right? That was the Shita of the Rabbanan, said that the Rabbanan is very lenient, that even a Chotzer, just like a Mavoi, one pass, even a Chotzer as well. Who said this? This was said in the name of Shmuel, okay? So now we're up to going, we are shifting from Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan, now we're traveling east to Bavel. Okay, now we're going to Shepa with Shmuel. Steer in Shmuel. Shmuel says the Farish, one lechi is good enough. So Shmuel, really? Shmuel at don't ever do this. Don't try this at home. You want to have a chatzah, you want to enclose a chatzah, the fourth wall. The fourth wall has to have a choice. Either it's oy made meruba, ala parts. You have to have oy b'shnei pasim. If you want to have one side completely breached, no lechi on one side, and you only want to use the other side, there has to be a roiv doifeh. You have to, most of the wall has to be oy made meruba, or if you want to have a completely breached, shnei pasim. So you have a stira. He says b'ferish, you have to have two pasim when you have roiv doifeh. So what's going on? Amalei, so I told him, listen, I hear this taka, a stira. You got me. But I'll tell you like this. I told you the halacha is one board is enough in the name of Shmuel. You showed me a memra that Shmuel said you need two boards. Listen, I hear what you're telling me, there's a problem, but listen, the bottom line is one board is enough, because I'll bring you a ma'isa. I know lo yadana, I don't know how to answer the contradiction, but don't bother me, because of the hav, there was a ma'isa haya, bidura de ravta, kedruda means the village, the name of the place, the ravta, there was a ma'isa shahaya, l'shoin yah nechnas l'chatzer hav, there was a ma'isa haya, where the river overflowed into a courtyard, and the courtyard only had three walls, false. The Aslakame Drav Yehuda, the Loy Atzrichay Ela Pasach, they wanted to draw water, they wanted to draw water from the water into their homes. And he said it's okay, one pass, if you have three walls and one lachi, it's good. So listen, I have a tradition in the name of Shmuel, a chotzer only needs one board, one lachi. You got me. You have an authentic membra where Shmuel requires two. Okay, but listen, I have working on my favor of Yehuda. Zabai Shahaya, there was a chatzer, had three walls, the fourth wall was open, there was one pass, and they were mad to people to draw water from the overflow water into their homes. Amalei, ne. Don't bring me a riot from a mice of water. Water, we're always more lenient when it comes to water. I'm discussing the case of carrying. I'm discussing when you want to carry in a court that has only three walls and a lechi. You want to arrive from a case of drawing water from an overflow. Water is always more lenient. For example, can you make use of a suspended wall? If you have a wall, you have four walls, so normally we say good asik, good achis. Good asik means the walls go up, and good achis means the walls go down. So let's say we have gewaldige walls, 10 tvachim, suspended in midair. Do we say good achis? So the answer is no, because it's a mechitza shehagidim baitkimba. Even though theoretically the walls tachu go down and they make the area below into a rishus yachid, but being that rodents, being that creatures can walk there, so the rodents come, the mevatel the mechitzas. But rodents are not walking on water. Okay, we don't see, and fish don't count. We don't see rodents walking on water. But mainly when it comes to water, if you create a Rishus HaYachid, and you have valid walls that are 10 tefachim, and we say good achis, the walls go down into water. So we apply a leniency when it comes to water. Just like we apply the leniency of the mechitza tli by water, we're going to apply the leniency of a single mechitza. So therefore, that's what we're holding at this point. So the Mar's Maskan is, when it comes to water, we are lenient, and we're lenient when it comes to lean both these cases. But when it comes to carrying, we don't know what to do now. We have a contradiction. On one hand, we have a member that Shmuel says one board is enough. On the other hand, we have a riot that Shmuel holds you need two boards. How we answer the steer? Become a kasha. So the Gemara now is going to give solutions to answer the steer in Shmuel. Kiyasra papa, kiyasra papa, Rav Kuna Bar Yeshua mi bei Rav Perishua. The same answer we gave above. If you want to use one board, and Bavel conforms to Eretz Yisrael, one board is going to be good if it's four tefachim wide. When Shmuel said one pass is enough, provided the one pass is four tefachim wide, Meiruach achas biarboha. If you wanted two, b'shnei ruchais mashu l'kan u'mashu l'kan. That's the answer. Amara papa. So that's it. Even though we've answered that stira, we have another stira. There's another problem. Incidentally, we've come across another problem in the memory. What's the problem? I have a chotzer, has only three walls, and the fourth wall is problematic. So there's a second, besides the double pass, the two lechis, a double lechi, there's another solution. The solution is, oined mirubo ala paritz. If the wall is more, so now I have a problem. This new brilliant solution that you've given me, that if you have one pass, it's good, provided that it's four tefachim wide, why do you ever need roiv doifen? Since one lechi is good, if the lechi is four tefachim, so you don't have to have roiv. If you have a wall that's five amas, all you need is a board that's four tefachim, less than one amma, you're in business. What did he say? He said, Shmuel said, Adlai Tavadu, if you have a chotzer, has three walls, and you want to carry inside the chotzer, it's aser, unless you do one of two things. Either put up double lechi, which we know now to mean the double lachi, it can be a mashu mikan, mashu mikan, or roiv doifen. If you only have one board, just make sure that board closes the majority of that space, of that wall. Why do you have to have a board that closes the majority of the space? If the board is more than 4 tefachim wide, that board serves as a lechi, a single lechi, that's 4 tefachim wide. We just concluded that Shmuel admits that if you have one lechi that's 4 tefachim wide, it's good. What does it mean, b'roiv doifen? B'doifen shiva. Ah, you know what the case is? The wall is 7 tefachim.
But the original space was...
The original space is 7. The original space is 7 tefachim.
Okay.
And now the roiv doifen is going to be taka 4. So it's taka going to be 4, so it's going to be roiv. So my roiv doifen, b'doifen shiva, d'b'arba havalei roiv doifen. So it comes out to be exactly the same thing. So the Gemara said, that can't be the case. You know why? Lomli arba, why do you need 4? B'shloisho mashu sayi, like what's the most kasha? Because here's a new problem. This goes back. Why we learned this yesterday? The whole Amar Rav Achli. See, all these things come together like a mamash puzzle. All of the yesodas we mamash they fit into each other. Then Rav Achli, v'tem Rav Yechiel ba'ar arba. Didn't we learn a few rulings today? That if you have a mavui and the mavui is less than 4 tefachim wide, you don't need anything. You don't need anything. So therefore, if we have a courtyard and the courtyard, we're going to reduce the opening to an opening that's less than 4 tefachim wide. If the opening is less than 4 tefachim wide, you don't need anything. So if you're starting out with a wall that's 7 tefachim, and you build something that's 3.5, that's 3.5 wide, the opening now is only 3.5. If the opening is only 3.5, you don't need anything less than 4. So what are you telling me, roiv doifen? I don't need roiv doifen. Even chatzi doifen already I've diminished because of the halacha of Rav Achli. So we have two ibayis, and one answer is no kamachas kamamavi. The obvious answer. This leniency of less than 4, you need nothing, was said by a mavui. We never said this by a chatzar. Chatzar, even less than 4 you need. So that's why taka you need. It's 7. So when it's 7, you need roiv doifen. Roiv doifen is going to be 4. It's roiv doifen is 4. And 4 taka happens to be a pas. So it's the same exact thing. You have either one lechi that's 4 tefachim wide, or 2 lechis that are mashu. So when he said roiv doifen, what he really in essence was saying is one pas, it's 4 tefachim wide. And don't tell me you don't need it to be roiv. Chatzi is enough, because once it's chatzi, it's less than 4. That was only said by a mavi, not by a chotzer. That halach of Achle, we don't paskin like. That's a machlek is tanoim. We by same of Achle, go for tanoim. We don't paskin like Achle. So even by a mavui, this member, the Shmuel, doesn't necessarily hold of Achle that less than 4, you don't need anything. But male, that's why you need roiv. You need roiv, it's going to be 4. 4 is exactly equivalent to having a pas that's 4 tefachim wide. Okay, Rabbi Isai.